Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are back another week. We are here live. This is Gameplay. I'm your host, Mimi. You know we are here live every week, Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Pacific. Listen, guys, we are so excited to be back for the second week in a row. We told you guys we are giving you guys a year-round show. And we are happy to be here. I got my boys coming on the line, Dwayne, Big Mar. We are going to have a good show planned for you guys this evening. Without further ado, you guys know what it is. Big D, I see you're on the line. Say hello to the people.
Hello, wonderful people out there. I'm excited to be back. I can't wait for this whole year. We got a lot of things going on. And I'm excited for y'all to want us to come back. With a round of applause from all the people, man. Encore, encore.
Encore, encore. Yes, we are happy to be back. We got a great show planned for you guys. Like I said, we got a lot of football to get into. There's so much going on around the league. This should be a very exciting season upcoming. I'm glad that things are finally getting back to normal. Well, as normal as, you know, can be at this point, you know, with adapting to what has been going on with COVID. Hopefully everybody out there is staying safe as possible. But we are definitely happy to have our sports back. And Big Marv just coming on the line. He is here. Marv, we have already told the people that we are excited to be back. Just say hi to everybody. Let them know where you're calling from.
What's going on, people? Just checking in from the new Kansas City location, the new headquarters. Excited about this draft season. You know, it's draft season, so we gotta get ready. It's time to talk about the back office.
And you know, I've been knowing you guys from quite some time, and I know that you like to, you know, talk a little college. You like these college teams out here, so I know this is exciting for you because this is mainly an NFL show. But you know, every once in a while, we get to talk a little bit of college on this platform. So I know you're excited to talk about some of these players that are coming out, you know, from college to hit this draft this year. This should be a pretty exciting draft. There's a lot of like excitement going on, so it's definitely going to be a good year, and especially like with everything that's happened, people are happy to get back to some kind of normalcy, you know, when it comes to the sports. But before we just jump right into you know, the things that we need to talk about tonight, yo, so I gotta talk to D real quick, man. Yo, I heard that your boy's back on the field, man, throwing balls. So how you feeling?
Man, you know, I'm confident about that whole thing. His leg holding up, his arm still strong. Hey, we got to be confident. We paid the boy a big ship. Paid the boy the chipper.
Yeah.
Excited. I cannot wait to see what we have in store. And we got the 10th round pick this year. Hey, I'm ready to see what we're going to do.
I was about to say, I've seen a few updates, and I was like, oh, I know somebody's going to be happy about this, so... So you feeling good about the upcoming season?
Oh, I got to. I got to be optimistic, man. We paid a broken leg player, man. Like, we got to see what he can do. We paid before we could see him play.
That is very true. And you know, nothing is like the real game, but.
Of course.
What,
isn't it an interesting season?
You overpaid that quarterback.
Right now,
yeah,
it seems that way,
know,
man.
He
overtime,
got,
that
he
it's
overpaid.
The market.
It wouldn't have been overpaid though if he never got hurt. You see what I'm saying? Now that
right.
He got hurt, people have like a difference of opinion. If he never got hurt, nobody would be saying nothing about the money that he got.
And it's the market right now. He's getting paid right in the middle of other high-paid quarterbacks. He put up the numbers. You know the game's all about the numbers. He did what he needed to do. There was nothing we could do because what are we going to do, try and draft? We had a 10th-round pick.
Right.
What were we going to do? Like,
right,
you got nothing. Somebody that can at least put the ball in people's hands. He can take off and run. He's a big boy, great leader. They love him in the locker room. Intangibles that you cannot replace.
That's true. That's definitely true.
I do agree. So, no, we just had to touch base on that because I knew I seen him back on the field. I know that was a sight for sore eyes for Dallas Texas fans. So, it's good to see him back on the field. But I hope that, you know, he, you know, plays like his money, you know, the money that he got. I hope he, you know, is able to overcome this injury. And, you know, because it's always good to see good football, you know, on Sunday. We want to see good football all the time in every game. So, it'll be exciting to have him back on the field. Speaking of quarterbacks, we already have to get into it because we need to talk about over here in the AFC East, some things going on, some trades being made. So the Jets have let go of Sam Darnold. Dwayne, I'm going to start with you on this one because you have been a Darnold fan from the beginning. So let's talk about the wins and the losses in this trade with Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. Do you feel like the Jets messed up or like they didn't have what he needed? So whatever they thought they were going to get for him, they're better off with, you know, obviously having a top pick, you know, this year in the draft. So where are you at with this trade of Sam Darnold?
I'm at where anybody's going to be at. It was year three. His year of getting paid was coming up. So he had one more year on the deal before they had to make a payment on him. They didn't see anything that they could do with that by giving him the whole ship and having no pieces. So the idea of him getting traded was just a business decision. They're already looking at the BYU quarterback, Zach Wilson. So they have somebody in mind. Within the next two seasons, they have 10 draft picks. So they can build around him and do something that they couldn't do for Darnold because they acquired a lot of talent. They are set on the D-line. They are set with their tackles. They are ready to go for this Zach Wilson kid. So you had to trade him away to acquire more draft stock to put more pieces around him. So this is going to be an exciting time for the draft. The Jets, they did a great job last year, and they will continue with their head off of their front office to do it again.
Okay. Well, I just feel like he wasn't going to be successful with the Jets. I feel like they, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I think that, you know, it was a business decision. I think that was the best move for the team. But I just don't see that he was ever going to make them great. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what, you know, it's going to be like for him in Carolina, but I think, like, he has a different opportunity over there, so he'll be able to play a little bit differently. But, Marv, where are you at? What do you feel about this trade of Sam Darnold going to the Panthers?
Well, the move makes a lot of sense for a couple reasons. The best receiver he ever built rapport with is in Carolina, in Robbie Anderson. So you reunite the guy he's got the best relationship with as far as wide receiver quarterback tandem. You put him in Carolina with Matt Rhule, you put him in a situation where there's a lot of people who are going to hitch their wagons together and they're all on the hook to be successful at the same time. So all those reasons make it a great decision for him to get out of the situation he's in and go to a Carolina circumstance. He's got talent around him that can support his development. You know, hopefully McCaffrey's 100% ready to go next year. And then you still got Teddy B, who's, you know, got that mentorship, who might not be ready to pass the torch right away, but I think they're making their decision. They're going to make Darnold their quarterback of the franchise future. As far as the Jets are concerned, the Jets really had you know, they got their money's worth. They got a ton of draft picks back, and they're in a rebuild situation. So I don't think I don't think he could have ever really evolved to what he wanted to be in the Jets organization. They just need to really scrap that situation and really start over from scratch, and that's what they're doing. So I think it's a win-win for both situations.
I agree. I would agree. I don't think that there's too many losses here because both teams are going to get something that they want. But like just to piggyback off of what you said and, you know, what I have said before, I just don't think that he was going to be successful as a New York Jet. You know what I'm saying? I think that he has to have a different opportunity. I don't know. You know, they got him at bad timing, you know, so I can't see him being successful there. So it'll be exciting to see him play for the Panthers. We'll see if we're wrong in our predictions about, you know, the way his future is going to be laid out for him. But it'll be interesting to see him in a Carolina Panthers jersey, that's for sure. I'm definitely going to be excited. I'm, like, counting down the days. Like, as soon as the draft hits, you know, like, it's time for football. Like, you know, like, we're almost there. So, and also, you know, the 17-game, you know, season, that too is exciting. But do you think this is a positive, or do you think this is negative? Like, do you think, like, they need their rest, or do you think, like, what does this one game do for them?
Well, you know, they wanted to do 18 games, so I think this is the best compromise that they were going to find, as long as they just scrap that worthless thing called a preseason. I don't know what a preseason is in football. You don't need a preseason in football. You figure it out on the fly. 17
right.
actual games, no preseason. It's still about as much football as you can put a league through in 1 year, so I don't think it's ever going to go to 18. So I'm fine with 17. That way we don't have to do all this damn tiebreaker math when it comes down the stretch and everybody's got the same records trying to figure out who gets into the playoffs. I think the odd number will make it a little bit, you know, a little bit fun going down the stretch to see who's in and who's out of the playoffs.
Oh, you know, I didn't think about it like that, the tiebreaker games, because they're the even number. I didn't think about it like that. What do you think about it, Dean?
I think it's, like Marv said, it's a great compromise. It's really about a money play. You couldn't get people to want to pay for preseason. You go to a preseason game, and it's everybody that no one cares about. No one
right.
that game is really paying to watch them. So you made them pay full price for players that they don't care about. So I'm glad they at least scrapped that and got rid of that. The extended game is really for the NFL to extend the season because they want more football. The fans are hungry,
yeah.
just like us. We're waiting for more football. All fans around me, sitting where I'm at today, want more football. So it's what they want, but they couldn't do it. So it's a win for the NFL. It's a loss for the players because they feel overworked. They feel overburdened. They need their rest. They need to rehab their bodies for them to be able to take the punishment that they put out there on the field. We know it's a car crash every time someone gets hit, so they don't like the idea that that's happening. But at the end of the day, they went in the middle. They got 17 instead of 18. It wasn't a compromise because the NFL is going to do what they want to do anyway. They sign the checks. It's either you want to come play or you can go home and stay. And everybody wants the millions, so they're going to play anyway. So at the end of the day, it was a win-win for us fans, win-win for the NFL as a
yeah.
franchise, and it's a loss for the players because they don't want to play much more than they already do.
No, they don't because, you know, at any given Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, whatever day the games are on, could potentially be your last game. You just don't know. Injuries are so easily happen, you know, in a hard contact sport like this, you know. So I understand from the player aspect because it does take a toll on your body. I feel like I still have aches and pains from getting knocked around on the field myself. So I'm
right. You are a football player, so you can relate.
I only played for a couple years. You're right. I'm telling you, I only played for a couple of years, so I can't imagine having some 14-year career and getting knocked around all year long.
Right.
So
exactly.
I don't think I can make it. You know, like I feel like,
but
dang,
you're saying
maybe 14 I should have resulted.
These cats been playing since they were five, though. They've been putting popcorn in him since they were five, right? So they've been playing their entire life.
Yes, you're right about that. Like, so it's longer than that. But so even imagine, this is making my case even better. I'm like, this is making my case even better because I'm like, there's no way. After 2 years, I was like, okay, I'm too old for this. I'm like, no,
she
thank
said,
you.
I've had my cup of coffee. I'm good.
Right. I'm like, I might end up in a wheelchair on some freak play. Like, you never know, you know? So I understand where the players are coming from. So let's get into this draft a little bit, guys. I'm excited. I just want to talk, you know, about what to expect a little bit. And I also want to see, like, who you're, like, most excited to see where they land. I'll go first. I am very excited to see where Devontae Smith lands. I just want to, you know, he has the potential to be a lightning bolt in the league, something that, like, we have seen sparks of, but, you know, may not necessarily last. I'm excited to see what team he lands on because I really don't have no idea. You know, I don't see him going, you know, in, like, the top five. Shut up. Something is really wrong with him. Something is really wrong with him. Do you have something to say, Mark? Do you have something to say?
Oh, man. We let Galladay go. We got a big hole at receiver. Marvin Jones is gone. Man, I say we got to spin that for a seventh. We got number seven overall pick.
We got to talk about the Lions when we're talking draft.
Yes.
What?
We need to.
Turn him off. Mute him.
This is our time to shine, man. We the number seven pick.
No,
so
you have nothing. You have a lackluster quarterback. You have no O-line, no running back. You got, no, I would never want to go there.
Hold on, man. Jared Goff and Dak Prescott are the same quarterback.
No.
What?
No. Never.
Absolutely
not. I said
never.
What I said.
No,
I
you
said
don't say
what
you
want to
say.
Hey,
you
they,
are entitled to your opinion.
They are
but
about
opinion
the same
is not
quarterback.
Factual, bro. Stop
I mean,
it.
No.
Look
no,
at the
Jack
numbers.
Thank
Jared.
You.
Go
thank
to
you,
the
man.
Numbers.
No.
The,
no,
no,
no, no,
Jack
no numbers. McVay made Jared Goff, bro. Dak had nobody. McVay made Jared Goff.
You act like Goff wasn't a first-round, first-overall quarterback taken out the draft.
Yeah, he was a first-round.
Dak went in the third round.
Yeah,
that
you see how great he is? That's
Tom
great.
Brady went in the
we got
round.
Value in the third round. That's what I'm telling you. First round
Brady
means nothing.
Went in the sixth round,
it's hard
so
work and
that.
Grit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Brady went in the sixth round. What you talking?
Right.
All right, but Brady is obviously the exception to what we're talking about right now.
No,
because
now we went up three more rounds and we got Dak Prescott. So now, hey, Dak Prescott put up impeccable numbers, my friend.
Hey, I'm not mad at Dak. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying Goff is also good. Jared Goff is not terrible. He's not terrible. He may not be great, but
he's not. Good. He's
he could put up the same amount of wins in that Cowboys jersey as Dak could this upcoming season.
No, he couldn't.
You're
no,
man, not with that offense coordinator.
With
Jared Goff needs McVay to hold his hand, give him his Similac, and give him his binky. Put his pamper on, take care of him all the way through. That's what
he
Jared Goff needs.
He gotta wipe his nose. He gotta wipe his nose, huh?
Yeah, wipe his nose, take care
oh,
of him,
man.
Do what he needed
Look.
To do. Exactly.
So you
but
think Detroit
but Dak
is taking
Prescott
the seventh
is,
pick to take Jalen Waddle? I mean, not Jalen.
Man,
Thompson,
we might
Devontae
take
Smith.
We might take two of these receivers if we can in the first. I could see it happening when we take receiver. But you know, we got the biggest
but
need at the position.
I'm just researching.
What was that?
That's gonna be your number one pick, Jalen Smith.
I mean, who else is gonna make an impact?
Devontae Smith.
I heard that the Falcons And the Lions are the team that
getting,
are talking about trading back now.
They're
going
they
to
get. They're trying to get Jalen Waddell. They want
Waddell. Yeah.
They want Waddell.
Oh, okay. I can deal with that, I guess.
Alabama prospect is real nice, though. I mean, under Devontae Smith, he did a great job, even under that shadow. Waddell's a nice piece, but he's not Jalen. He's not. He's definitely not the same Devonta Smith. Because Devontae is going to go first to Miami. Y'all going to miss on Devonta Smith because you're a pick too late. And then you guys are going
to
get Waddell.
To go to Miami,
Devonta Smith going to Miami.
I don't want to see
Miami traded their pick. You got four teams that all want quarterbacks at the top now.
They acquired a six-round pick via Philadelphia. They already had a six-round pick.
No, I'm talking about the first round.
That is the
what
they got number.
Justin
they got pick number
up?
Six.
Where do you think Justin Fields goes?
Okay.
Dolphins got pick number six, bro.
And what
are
they
traded
with it?
They gonna get Devonta.
Yeah, they got to. They got to. They got to
put Tua with his
buddy. They got to support Tua. Yeah,
they got to put Tua with his buddy.
Only thing they could do is get him a – because they got talent at receiver in Miami. They could go offensive lineman to protect Tua.
No.
That's what they should do.
You're not going to
lose
that.
No, this year the first round should be O-lineman.
The Bengals are
going to
probably go offensive tackle to protect –
They should. They lost their quarterback due to a torn-up knee because they weren't protecting him. They need to go O-line. Because
they didn't protect him. They better put some state
they need to
him.
Now. He ain't got much knee left. His knee is in pieces.
He might not be ready to go this fall, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's playmakers in this draft, and it's teams that are absolutely barren in the cupboard that need them all. So. We shall
all right,
see.
So we'll start with you, Marv. Who's your eye on in the draft coming in this year? Who has been your little secret player?
I don't know how much of a secret it is, but I just think that people disrespect the position of running back nowadays in the draft. So usually the first team that takes a running back gets a steal. When you talk about talent versus where you picking somebody. So Najee Harris in Alabama, man, I want to see where he comes off. I think he might sneak into the first round and somebody's going to look sitting real pretty late in the first round picking him up. So I think he looks like a steal. Belichick.
I know a team that likes to pick up running back.
Yeah. It could happen at 15.
At 15, it could definitely happen. You have the ability to make a pick like that. And he's always the run game is so important to him. So I could see them, beefing
Najee's
up.
Najee's going to Pittsburgh, by the way. Sorry. Najee's going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You
have to
hate
that.
Him.
Yeah,
he's going to
that.
I don't know.
Najee's
going
to go to Pittsburgh with the 24th pick. It's either going to be the New York Jets, because you guys forget about Travis.
No, the Jets not picking up running back.
Atini, man. You guys forgetting Atini from Clemson, too. So it's either going to be the New York Jets or Pittsburgh Steelers, because they need a running back. And the Jets got a 23rd round pick, and they're probably going to get either Atini from Clemson or they're going to get Najee Harris from Alabama.
But you don't think that the Patriots will pick them first round?
The Patriots are going to go defense. Everybody's moving offense this year. The Patriots probably going to take some
defense. They're going for Justin Fields and – hold on.
Don't
Patriots
nobody
go
going
to
go
for Justin
Fields? Wait, you think that they're going to go for Justin Fields?
Yeah.
No, never.
What?
Yeah, 11, Justin Fields.
That is not going to happen. Justin Fields is going in the third round.
Justin Fields is not going in the third round, bro. Stop it.
No, he's not going in the third round.
Yeah, bro.
So they're going to take four quarterbacks in the first four picks. All four of those quarterbacks are gone.
Nah. First four picks.
Lawrence
are
going
to be
Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence number
deal.
One. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Trevor Lawrence
right.
number one. Zach Wilson number two.
Number two.
Mac Jones number three.
Okay,
and
I can see that.
Kyle Pitts number four to Atlanta. Because Atlanta doesn't
Ooh.
Think they need a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you got a point. Kyle Pitts could go there. They would look good with Matt Ryan and trying to give him one more. They got rid of Hooper, the tight end. They could use that. They could use that. Could
right. And he is
okay.
the most athletic, most gifted, most talented player in the draft. And Jerry Jones is already looking like, we should go get him. I'm like, no, Jerry. We need a corner. We need cornerback. We need O-line. We need to solidify our O-line to getting old. And we need to get corners and we need to get D-line.
So, but Denver could take a quarterback.
Denver could. Yeah, they're gonna take.
Drew.
They're looking at Trey Lance. They're looking at Trey Lance, North Dakota State.
Yeah, he could. He's a gamble to me, man. Everybody thinks he's a dumb deal. I think he's still a gamble, man.
It's North Dakota State is getting that look because of your boy that went to the Colts. Wentz.
Because of Wentz.
He opened up that
Wentz.
School, man.
Oh,
he opened up the school. Yeah, Wentz went to
yeah.
North Dakota State, so he opened it up.
I guess they're a better quarterback school than OSU.
Bro, if you call that, that's going to be freaking crazy because I had not even as a Patriots fan did I ever think that we were going for Justin.
You are not drafting Justin Fields. I promise you that.
Hey, can we put
that,
money on this? Can we put money on this?
Yes,
man,
we can put a
dub on it.
A light little wager.
You can cover the next five legger for me. You know,
right?
Justin Fields.
Yeah,
man,
that would be crazy.
They need a quarterback.
Never been a quarterback out of OSU in our entire lives. What makes you think this guy is any different?
Justin Fields' pro day was pretty nice.
Listen,
he going to have to prove me wrong. I'm sorry. He going to have to prove me wrong. Because I ain't never seen a quarterback come out of Ohio State and amount to anything. I'm sorry.
Listen, that's what they going for, bro.
True.
I can't tell you enough.
OSU.
I can't tell you enough.
Well,
you don't even have to
see.
Graduate high school to go to that school.
Get one more, please.
I guess the fans will tell I grew up a Michigan Wolverine.
That's definitely going
to be y'all don't get y'all extras. Listen, I'm trying to help y'all understand what's going on. You know, I'm that guy, bro. I got the stats in my hand. I'm just telling you the facts, man.
I'm with it, man. Put me on these numbers.
We're definitely going to see if you call it out. All right, D, it's your turn. Who's your player?
Who's my player?
Yeah,
I want to see. I like Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle guard at Northwestern. I like him. And I really, really want to see where Patrick Surtain and Jatice Horn go. I really want to see where the defensive cornerbacks are going because I know we need a cornerback, and I know a few other teams need a cornerback. So Surtain is supposed to go to Carolina, and I believe we're supposed to be looking at picking up Jace Horn for the Cowboys at number 10. But Rashawn Slater, I believe he is going to the Minnesota Vikings, and they need an offensive line bad. And he is a great offensive tackle.
For sure.
So he's going to go at 14. And that's
there.
This is a draft pick for offensive linemen as well. So that's also a key for a couple of teams.
So who do you think has the most opportunity to capitalize on this draft? Like, who do you think comes out with an A-plus rating on your draft chart?
A-plus rating on my draft stock? Let me see. With position, if they make the right picks, obviously the Jets and the Dolphins are the ones that are going to come out the best because they have the best opportunity with Miami at number six, Jets at, what, number two? But the sneaky pick of the draft that's going to actually happen is going to be San Francisco, where they traded up to go get Mac Jones. I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do with the Mac Jones-Garoppolo conundrum. They like Garoppolo, but they have to have an heir apparent because he cannot stay healthy. So they have to develop somebody. Mac Jones has a big arm. He's smart. He can move. He's what you look for in a quarterback coming out of the draft. I think they're going to do pretty well with that pick. And the top of the teams, I'm really going to stick with, it's got to be between the Dolphins and the Jets, because they have the most clout. They have the most positions to play and work with. I mean, this year alone, the Jets got five picks. The Dolphins are right behind them with four. Like, they're going to make the most splashes, but we won't know until they actually play a season. The most interesting pick, I think, is going to be that Mac Jones, because Garoppolo is already in San Francisco.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I was like, you know, it's like, I like Garoppolo, but to me, you know, he's just like a game manager. He doesn't – he will keep you in the game, but, you know, when it comes down to the moment and you need him, he may be there, he may not. You know, it's like hit or miss. He just doesn't have
exactly. That's what I mean, and that's why they had to go get somebody. That's why they traded the boat to go get a third-round pick this year. They didn't need a quarterback, but they needed a quarterback. That's a crazy situation to be in.
But if you're thinking long-term for the future, you know, you want to be prepared, and, you know, there's somebody you have your eyeballing and you like the way they fit with your program, then – you know, you want to jump at it. You got to take risks in this league. You don't take no risks, there's no reward. So, and we know that better than anybody. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where these players land. And that'll be the beginning of, you know, getting football started for us, figuring out, you know, how they're playing together, what's going on, how the chemistry is going. So it's definitely going to be exciting to see. So who do you think, Marv, is going to take the cake away in the draft this year?
You know, I think it's just one of those years where it's just going to play out the way the cards are dealt. I don't really think there's a whole lot of maneuvers to be made, so to speak. I think that the win is already in the bag for the Jets and the Jaguars. And Frisco probably is the smartest guy in the room right now, moving up to three, taking a guy in Mac Jones that I really think is a sleeper good quarterback. He might be the rival to Trevor Lawrence, as opposed to any of these other quarterbacks that are gaining traction right now. But when you look at the Jaguars, they got two first-round picks. And you know the first one's going to be as good as you can expect it to be as far as expectations coming out of off the board with Trevor Lawrence. You know, they're sitting pretty in that Florida market. I think they're going to be able to load up with a lot of good players, two guys in the first round. I think, you know, Jacksonville is going to come out the gate. You got a lot of trouble in Houston right now. Indianapolis has got a new quarterback, a lot of questions still on how well he's going to, you know, show up and how quickly he's going to bounce back from what happened in Philly. You know, you could get a guy like Trevor Lawrence hitting the ground running with a solid nucleus of draft picks in a solid draft class. You know, we might see playoffs in the first year. You don't know. So I think, you know, Jacksonville, keep an eye on Jacksonville.
So that was my next, you know, that's what I was going to talk about next, Jacksonville. So since you already said that, let's take it back off that for a little bit. So obviously, Jacksonville is obviously taking Trevor Lawrence in the first round. We know that. What I have, my question for you guys is, Jacksonville won one game last year. Now, I know that they did not have the best team, but they, you know, they kind of were staying in some games, and they kind of lost some games that they could have possibly won. So does Trevor, well, okay, he has to change the dynamic of the team, obviously. But is his talent enough to put Jacksonville on the map with what they have for the upcoming year?
Well, I mean, there's no way to guarantee it, but everything in my football experience says yes, he is. He's going to be a lot, you know, he's going to be a hit-the-ground-running kind of guy. But the fact that he's going into a situation that's a full rebuild, it's really just going to be a question of how fast that team gels in the nucleus. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of young energy, a lot of motivation on that team. They put the right veteran leader in that group. You know, who knows? Maybe they're a year or two away from it really clicking because they are going to be a really young team. But, you know, they're going to have a puncher's chance in every matchup just because they do have a guy who's had so much college experience, who's got as much talent as we've seen coming off the draft board in I don't know how many years. I don't know, man. Peyton Manning. I mean, when's the last time we've seen a guy come off this anticipated, where we knew he was a shoe-in to be the next great guy? I don't know. It's been a while. So I just think that, you know, that's just the position that touches the ball.
That would be Andrew Luck.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah, that's probably right with Andrew Luck. So, I mean, I think he's probably on par. I mean, you know, maybe even better than Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck, as good as he was, you know, he struggled with his health because, you know, sometimes you just – the game's faster than you think.
And you also don't have an offensive line that can protect you longer than you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the offensive linemen are only going to do so much for you, man. Some of that
right.
stuff.
Right, he did hold the ball a lot. That was his biggest problem.
Yeah,
because
he's always trying to cerebrally beat everybody on every play. Sometimes you're not going to have that opportunity, or if you gamble to keep it, you're going to keep the ball on your hand and take more sacks. And – I mean, you know, some people last, some people don't. I'm actually interested in guys like Cam Newton. I think Cam's going to come back and have a decent season.
That's the one that we don't get to talk about. That's why they're going for Justin Fields, because they got Cam for a couple of years, and they can bring Fields in with the same type of ability right behind him, so it's just an even swap.
Maybe.
I think they're
going to
keep Cam for the next 2 to 3 years, man. I really do.
I do, too.
So
I think Cam's got
something
to offer.
Justin Fields is the same type of player, so they have somebody that will transition perfectly into the position when necessary.
Exactly why they're doing that. There, you got me now. You got me now, girl.
I got you,
girl. Now you hear what I'm saying. Now you hear what I'm saying.
I see your wavelengths now. I see where your head was moving. Okay.
It was in the best interest of your team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna be mad at it, but now I can see the potential in you know, making that pick in the 15th round. And I don't know if the Patriots have had a 15th round pick in the last 20 years. So this is like a number one pick for them, you know? I feel like it is.
They got Justin Fields posted to be at 11. You guys got the 11th pick right now. So that's a nice place to be right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that they haven't had an 11th pick since before I was born, probably. So
yeah, because y'all wanted too much. Y'all didn't need no picks. Y'all was winning Super Bowls.
But it feels thankful to be able to get somebody of some stuff, you know, for once in our lives. But
You had to lose to get there. So welcome,
you know, and
back,
losing's not fun.
And then you can
I'd
get
rather
up there.
Win and have low draft picks.
I'm saying. That's the catch 22. Would you rather have low draft picks or high ones?
Well, if you're always winning, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, y'all didn't win, so now y'all got to be like the rest of us now. Come on down. Everybody loves the draft pick except the Patriots.
Right.
It was all of us out here, the rest of us, and then there's the Patriots. Y'all didn't care about what y'all got because y'all was winning. But now, oh, shit.
Right. Now we have a taste of our own medicine, which, you know, whatever. You know, it comes at a good time because it comes at a time where COVID happened and we were able to kind of adjust. And it feels like we're not too far off from where we want to be. And we were able to, you know, bounce back a little bit with COVID being kind of like an off year. So I'm definitely interested to see, you know, how the Patriots play this year. So Dwayne, where are you at as far as Jacksonville picking Trevor Lawrence in the first round? Does this put them in the playoffs?
No, it doesn't put them in the playoffs. They have a great running back in Robinson. Picked him in my fantasy, underrated running back, but he was killing for me. And they have some great receiver core. They got a nice tight end, and Grant is – did they get – they got the guy from the Bengals. What's his – he was hurt. What was his name? Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. So they got a nice tight end. They got some receivers. They got a tight end. They got a running back.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
got to
work on their line.
What's his name?
Yeah, he broke
he
his ankle.
Eifert.
There you go. Eifert.
Tyler
Eifert, yes. So they got a great tight end. They got receivers. They got running back. He's got weapons to utilize. They got to work on their line. Their defense was pretty good, but because their offense couldn't stay on the field, their defense suffered, but they didn't lose too many pieces on the defensive side of the ball. So they have an opportunity to go. I just think they're in the wrong division to go right away. They're like a year away. Like, they need to get Trevor Lawrence a full season under his belt. Since he's going to be learning on the fly, he's going to make a lot of mistakes. It's just natural. So I don't think this year they make the playoffs. If they do, I'm surprised based on their division, but they have a chance. I'll give them a chance with Trevor Lawrence, but I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, if you're saying there's a chance, then...
No, I'm not. I'm saying everybody has a chance. It's any given Sunday. I'm going off of the any given Sunday rules and philosophy. But what I'm also saying is it's okay that I'm saying they have a chance because everybody does. I just don't think they'll do it. They have the – let me say this. They have the personnel to make the playoffs, not the experience.
Right.
I'll say that.
And you do.
I mean, they don't have the experience, but they might not need it.
That's true. I mean, it just depends on what kind of season they have as well, you know, because.
Right. You never know. Any given Sunday, got to stay healthy.
Let's say, you know, the situation in Houston stays bad, which it probably will. You also got new quarterback in Indianapolis. If Wentz is still throwing picks all over the place, that's going to blow up. You got two bad teams in theory. You got one really good team in Tennessee. They could still shoot that wild card run and make it.
Okay. So I have to say this. Wentz had level 6 depth chart receivers in 0 line running for his life. Any quarterback is going to make a lot of mistakes in that if you're not very mobile. He's not that mobile. The only thing that saved his replacement was his mobility to try and extend the play, but even still that wasn't enough with the debacle the Eagles are going through right now. I don't see Wentz in the program and the people that he has around him making those same errors repeatedly with the talented receiver and double tight end that he has. Running back, double running backs, and O-line to give him time, I don't see that happening. That's
I hear you. You're probably right. I'm just saying, like, how this could play out where a Jacksonville team does turn it around in one season. I'm saying that's not as much of a fantasy as you think it might be, given that I think a guy like Trevor Lawrence can hit the ground, you know, in September and play, you know, near the top level or top level quarterback play right away. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, there's a few what ifs.
We hope he can. He's never played in the NFL.
Run the tape back on the Ohio State game. Run that tape back, and then you guys can comment. About Trevor Lawrence and trying to hit the game running, man. I'm telling you. Like, when he has a looks where he can't, where the defense is disguised, he's not good. And they do that all the time in the NFL. So that's why I said he got the year to get comfortable. Maybe half a season, if that. That's all I'm saying. Just run the tape and then talk to me, man. That's all I'm asking.
Like, the thing is that we haven't even considered, like, all of the quarterbacks could suck. Like,
exactly.
You look at Sam Darnold's draft class, like, the Buffalo quarterback was the best guy. Nobody thought saw that coming in.
Yeah, Josh Allen? No one thought that.
Josh
he was the one that was
guy.
The wild card.
Yeah.
That was
who
also my fantasy pick,
card?
Baby. You know, we're getting a fantasy champion, man. Woo!
I hear you, man, but I'm just saying, like, if you look at drafts in the past and then look at how things play out after the fact, they never get it right with these quarterbacks, man. They never get it right with these quarterbacks. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. Jared Goff, I mean, we just got finished clowning on him, right?
Yeah, we just did. And
yeah.
He was top tier. That is true. And he is top tier. I mean, we have a whole list of first round top 10 busts all over.
No,
so that is true. You never know. But it's all the difference this time going around is quarterbacks are more ready coming out of college than they've ever been before, though. That's why you see so much talent at the quarterback. I mean, look at the quarterbacks that are in the teams right now. They're young. There are very few veteran old guard quarterbacks anymore. They're all young. They're kids running chips, winning games. I mean, look at Justin Herbert and the situation he got drafted into. That's a craptacular show, and he did great. Burrow, phenomenal. Even when they had to mix it with Baker Mayfield, did great. I mean, there's a lot of quarterback talent coming out ready to go based on the pro set offense that people are doing in college right now. They're getting them ready faster. That's the key. So we'll see, though. That's just my opinion. I just think I give him a year before things really transpire for him.
Right,
for any
well,
quarterback,
anyway. In the quarterback position, you said?
Yeah.
Well, we are. I mean, we're going to see what happens. I mean, it's gonna be nice to, you know, watch him play. But it's like you want to see them do so good, and then, you know, like you said, there's less all over, and it's any given Sunday. So it's going to be definitely interesting to see where, you know, where his game lies, and hopefully it's not something like a Joe Burrow situation, you know, because we had high hopes for him, too, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. Man, don't talk about Joe Burrow, man. That's my guy.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I like him. Don't
I know.
Wrong,
I just hate to see that he got – that's just the team being negligent with their talent. I hate that. It's a waste, bro. Like, he might not ever come back the same, man. Even though they've gotten better at ACL, MCL, meniscus, all that stuff, even though they've gotten way better, it's still – it's all mental at that point. Can he mentally be where he was at when he thought he was on top of the world, and then his whole world came crumbling down and he had to rebuild back up?
Right.
You got to even think
to
the same thing for Saquon
on.
Barkley. He had the same thing. Like, come on.
Exactly. And then you have to have this face on, like, you know, like this tragic thing didn't just happen to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It is going to be very, very interesting to see, you know, how he comes back as well, because, you know, we didn't get a chance to see him. We didn't get a chance to know, you know, who he is. I mean, we knew who he was, and he had, you know, there's a few games where, you know, he had some good games, and then there were some games where we were like, uh-oh, you know, what's going on, but I don't feel like he got a fair shot to show us, you know, what he could do. So, know. We're gonna have to see. So, but speaking of money, did you guys hear about how Tom Brady's rookie card went for $2.25 million?
Jesus Lord!
Hold on.
Why?
What was the report on?
Huh?
Why?
What happened with the $2.25 million? I didn't catch it.
Where's
Tom
the card, Tom Brady,
card.
Man?
Yeah, you know.
The car went for that much. Yeah.
Yeah. $2.25 million. Can you imagine if you had that though? Like,
bruh, I'm so mad. You can't even buy a pack of cards anymore, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, could you imagine them? Like when we were kids, if we just had a Tom Brady card, we're like, oh, I'll just keep it.
Right. $2.25 million.
Man, I was a big collector. I don't know what not one of them cards is I used to have back in the day.
Right.
And they probably worth some money, too. And look at you.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't get nothing for them.
You could have had $2.25 million sitting right there.
Man.
In a little plastic sleeve. Remember how when we were kids, they had the little plastic sleeve that you keep the cards in?
The
little booklet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I remember those. I used to have so many when I was a kid. It's crazy to see, like, you know, how sports has transpired then, you know, from when we were, like, you know, kids and stuff like that, and the difference in how the games are now versus how they were back then is so crazy. But, you know, I can't say nothing. I'm excited. This is going to be an exciting year for us. This is going to be an exciting year for football. It seems like we're finally going to be back to, like, this normal, you know, what we think is normal football for real.
More talent in the league this year. That COVID kind of discounted us a little bit.
Right. A whole team just quit on them, called the Patriots, and then we didn't get to see them for real. I can't wait to see what they do for camp.
The Pats did
phone it in. We're going to see some good stuff hopefully this year. I'm excited. We're going to start with the draft. You guys got to stay tuned. We'll have the draft for you guys live. We'll be talking about the players as they get drafted. We'll do a special show for you guys. We will let you know once we decide on the actual date and times for that. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in every week Wednesday. You hear the music. That is our time. We're here every Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Pacific. My guys are here from Arizona, Kansas City. Steve, tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, you can get a hold of me on Instagram at LaporteClan83, and then Dwayne Laporte on Facebook, and Malboja83 on Snapchat.
Nice. Ben Mar, tell the people how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you on social media.
Man, that's at Big Mar on IG. That's B1GMRV.
All right, y'all, you heard it there. You can follow us. Our show is called Gameplay. We're here for you every Wednesday night. We will be year-round now, thanks to you guys. I am your host, Mimi. You can find me on all my platforms at official_Mimi_C. We'll be back next week. Everybody stay safe. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you back next week. We are getting closer to the draft, so much more exciting to talk about each and every week. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you guys all next Wednesday. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace.